What is the modernisation of airspace? Aviation has lobbied governments around the world that airspace needs to be modernised to enable them to save CO2, to increase capacity, and to make it more resilient and reliant. This has resulted in concentrated flight paths being introduced across the UK and internationally. This has caused great anger for the communities on the ground. Aviation and the government of the UK is pushing ahead with concentrated flight paths with no research to the ramifications on health, well-being and house value on the ground for those communities, many of which are finding they are suffering aircraft noise for the very first time. Modernisation of airspace is something called Future Airspace Strategy, and we are undergoing implementation south currently. This involves Stansted, Heathrow, City Airport and Gatwick Airport. The problem with this is that it is all about growth and endeavouring to please the consumer. This has very little to do with saving the planet, reducing CO2. This is all about aviation growth. Before concentrated flight paths, residents had dispersed flight paths. Arrivals is very different to departure routes. Arrivals can fly at certain heights over certain sections of land. This will remain, but we will see RNAV routes, that's concentrated routes for arrivals, joining the final approach, which is the Instrument Landing System, ILS. This will bring concentrated flight paths of arrivals over communities. Departures in many airports have been governed by noise preferential routes, something that's been in place for over 40 years. This allows residents to know that aircraft will not be passing over their house. They are departure corridors, and within the corridors, aircraft used to fly randomly across the corridor. Now they fly in a concentrated motorway style down the centre of the noise preferential route, NPR. This has caused great anger for many, but also impacts people outside of the NPR because of the concentration of so many aircraft.